We just didn't have very many models to follow. And we started doing stuff that many would think would be crazy. But a few years ago, we found somebody who's crazier than we are. And so he's motivated us to up the ante and to turn it up a notch. And so I'm really honestly very, very thankful for David Hogan as a man of God and now as a friend of this house. And we've got his sons here, too. Why don't I have all you guys stand up, because I want everyone to see you first. Stand up. These are the sons-in-laws and sons. Bless them big time. We thank you guys for being here. And now I'll bring David up. Just express your love and thanks for David Hogan, please, while he comes. Yeah.
Bless God.
I think I'm on. Say something is going to be pretty exciting. Yeah. Really good. No, sir, that's not mine. Mine's right here. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Is it more anointed? No, that's all right. Holy Ghost, how y'all? Thank you, Jesus. So is Mr. Shofar in here somewhere? See, a while ago, you need to get that out if that's all right. I was up here and I thought about it and then it went right by me. Those things, you have to do them when you're reminded. How y'all, good? You know, I don't like to be embarrassing to people. I don't. No, really. No, think about it. Listen. I don't have that problem of being embarrassed. So I don't understand that sensation. My wife gets embarrassed. I constantly see her turning red and all that. And I get red. Usually it's anger when I get red. And so my wife, she helps me with the embarrassment deal, because I don't understand that whole line of thinking. Why should you be? I don't get it. So if I embarrass you, I apologize early for it. If you're sitting there and I say and do things and you just start flushing, you know, like my wife does, I'll just go ahead and tell you, earnestly, I don't mean to do that to you. It just is natural for me to do that to people. Okay, so, you know, some people are gifted with different gifts. That's one of mine. Okay, am I forgetting something? Shofar, where was you? There you are. Will you please stand up? I like the waves of them chill bumps that come over me whenever people that can do that real good like you can. Go ahead, do that, will you? Jesus. See, I like that. Thank you. Thank you. That really blesses me, man. I'm serious. You ain't got a clue. Because it's hard anymore. I've been all over this whole planet a few times. You got any more stuff, junk, you want to put up here? Seems like it's getting a little bit less, but we need more. Come bring some more stuff up here. Just humor me, if nothing else. Because I get aggravated if you don't. Holy Ghost. There we go. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's not, I'm going to be blessed. You know, there's people tell me all the time, they give me all these new ideas and thoughts and new fads. Y'all are fad people. Y'all like new fads. And I really am not one of those fad people. I like the Holy Ghost, and I'm good with that. I'm going to stay right there. We started out this thing in Isaiah 12, and then went to John 10. Y'all understand that's the well, and then that's the pasture, and then that's the abundant life. and the joy of the abundant life and all this. You with me? You with me or not with me? Who got their, who has their cup? Here, I'll pick mine up. Who's got their cup? For the ones of you, look around you, whoever don't have a cup, hand them one, because you have one now extra. There you go. Because you have abundant life now. So hand whoever don't have a cup. Now everybody pick your cup up and let's take a drink. Ready? Oh, it just runs all over you, don't it? Like the oil that runs all over the beard of Aaron. The unity of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the power of the gospel. Okay. Holy Ghost. One of these days, I got this thing God showed me about these fire pots. One of these days, I want to come do the fire pots. It's astounding. The results are just so out there. The percentage is just soars off past 100. It's nice. And so then we was in John 3, and it was about the about being the announcer, the forerunner of the gospel. Remember that, some of y'all? And then we went over to Isaiah 9, and it was about the government, the wonder, the counsel, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the government increase and us decrease. Went back to John 3:34, the decrease us, increase God in us. And then we jumped over there a while ago in the early service at Matthew 10. Now I want to go to another one, if that's all right. Because there's a particular little phrase I'm after that'll kind of really make all this make a lot more sense. And it's in Mark chapter 16. I'm one of those guys that do the, I'm a commission guy. You know, I'm constantly commissioning everybody to do everything God said it's legal for us to do it. So that's what I am, one of those people. And, you know, and I like that. Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Holy, 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 Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. You know, I was over there. Jody, was you with me in the south of France as we come out of the mountains of Spain? And we was in that, what's the name of that city in the south of France? Anyway, there was a problem. Here's the problem. It wasn't that I couldn't remember the name of the city. We actually got there. We had this. We had this vehicle rented that had Lola in the GPS thing. And so Lola was guiding us all over Europe. You know, I like driving all these places. Some people drive on this side, some drive on this side. Some people don't have speed limits, and some people have real slow speed limits. And so I like doing all that stuff. And I really like the way the French do stuff. They're just like our Mexican people. You know, y'all have to have these real swanky, y'all understand swanky? Fancy, I don't know if, I thought that might have been Spanish, but I guess it's a slang English deal. These fancy restaurants, you have to, everybody sit down, you have your own little chair and everything. And you do your little coffee and everything. I am making fun of you. That's it. So, but the French and even those Mexicanos too, they're awesome to me because they take everything in the car with them. And they'll just be running along there and somebody say, I'm hungry. So they just find a really nice tree or some shade or a brook or something. They stop and they cut up all this. They spread this thing out. And it depends on who's with them. The more different kinds of cheese you get and wine is to how much they love you. And you know, sometimes I went to places I only got one kind of cheese and it was really gross, you know. So, you know, I'm American, I'm sorry. So, even though we're French and all that too. Ni modo. Adelante vamos. So, what was I saying all that for? Do y'all remember? Oh, I guess that's just a culture clash for you, okay? There you go. But anyway, we're over there. I love it. We go along. We do that with them. I'm not a wine bibber, but I'd do a Coke or something. They call it Vino Americans. American wine is a Coke. I'd get me some cheese and one of those baguettes. And man, we'd sit down there. We look just like, we'd chop it up, you know. And, That's pretty nice. I like doing that because my life is really in a hurry, going from place to place to preach all the time, and it's just, that's all you think about. And that's all I want to think about. But it's pretty nice. And so we get to this place. We go through, what's the name of that, that little country that you can drive across in a few minutes? Huh? Andorra, yeah. I really liked that. I stayed the night there on purpose because I'd never, it was really nice. So we finally get there to the city, Arnst, that don't sound right. In the church, now watch this. Now listen to me. I'm there and everything's good. I really like the food. I like the people. So I know I'm going to have fun at the church. We go there. They rent this hall because the church wasn't big enough. And what happened was the gypsies came. Now, there's a problem with that in certain places. They don't get along. And so there was a conflict in the church over some kind of bloodline deal or something going on. And I'm just sitting there because I don't see that problem. I don't get the whole ethnic, tribal, hate you, wrong blood, wrong color deal because all of us, when we get born again, we only have one blood, one color, one God. All right, so I don't get it. So, and I'm not going to try, so don't try to explain it to him. Don't send me an email. Don't send me a note. All I'll do is use your letter for a fire starter. Don't do it. It's a waste of paper. It's a waste of a tree. Stop it. Right? There you go. See how green I am? And on our ranch, we just planted a whole bunch of trees. See? How many did we plant? Whole stacks of them. We just got a whole bunch of them. More of them. I don't know, it was a whole truckload of them. So we've got a whole bunch of new trees planted. There you go. All right. So as I drive my 900 horsepower truck down the road. That's not true. It's only 380 horsepower. Americans are weird, aren't they? So, okay. Svetovatra. Where is it, Svetovatra? Who got my card? Where is it? Oh. Well, anyway. No importa. Cristo vive. Now, I'm fixing to get you. I'm setting you up. I'm making it look like I'm stumbling around. Because y'all are so intelligent, you like to think you have the advantage. Son, I am so good with a knife, you won't even feel it when it hits your rib. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost sword here. You do realize that, right? Okay. So we're in the south of France, and we're it's a really nice place. We just went through the snow-capped mountains, and I enjoyed it. Got out, made a snowball, and hit my son with it and all that. And there's this conflict going on, and I didn't realize it, but there was like 400 gypsies over here and 400 or 500 Vive la France people over here. And it's okay. I'm all right with that. But because I'm not looking for a difference, so I didn't notice a difference. And God likes that about me because he don't tell me. So I get up there and preach the gospel, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost fell on the joint. And I'm serious. All of a sudden, the color, the bloodline, the problem disintegrated into the power of God. It was absorbed. There was 100 and something people got saved. It was absorbed by the blood of Jesus. See, you got to understand the reason for your decrease is so that when he increases in you, the power is so absorbent, it's so powerful that you can solve problems without even knowing you're solving problems. And the Holy Ghost can use you to hundreds of year old differences can be dissolved in a moment. by the Holy Ghost. And so, y'all excuse me, I have somebody to salute over here. How are we? Yes, we are. Aren't we? Jesus bless you, darling. Holy Ghost. Thank you. I'm going along, and all of a sudden there's this person that was on the wrong count. See, I have this series of teachings because where I live, everybody's got their tribe and their villages and their language and their culture and their customs. And for several thousand years, it's been a notable war going on, and that nobody, they don't like to mix very often. And so the Holy Ghost, God gave me this word about islands, camps, and divisions. So you have to be a problem solver. You have to be so full of the Holy Ghost, you don't take teams. You don't take sides. You take Jesus. And so we're there, right? And standing right beside this deaf French person, lady, is a blind gypsy. So they can't tell how each other talk, and the other one can't see the color. You see how easy it is? And so when all of that going on, then this is good. All of a sudden the Holy Ghost pops open the ear of the French person and pops open these scales. No, it's in the Bible, scales. They fell off of this man's eyes, right on the ground. We got them, scales. And all of a sudden their eyes is opened and the whole bunch are hugging and kissing and they're enemies. That's what we do. I'm over in Switzerland. And are y'all in Mark yet? You finally got there? You need some Bible drills for these folks. Get them, you know. So when I was a Southern Baptist kid, grew up in a church, we did Bible drills all the time. I actually won parish one time. I got beat out in state, but that was pretty good for me. A kid, quick with the sword. So we was in Switzerland. How y'all doing? Don't be embarrassed. That's one of them embarrassing deals. That's right. So we're in Switzerland, and I'm there, you know, and I'm talking, and oh boy, you know, they're neutral. They don't ever involve themselves in other people's problems and all that. And so they have a really pretty land and all sorts of stable stuff around everywhere. Right? Do you hear me? Let me say that one more time. They don't ever involve themselves in other people's deals. Let me say that one more time. Y'all are Americans. Y'all don't get it because all y'all ever do is meddle. And so I'm sitting there, you know, and talking, and then the first thing that happened was this wacko, he goes buzzing around, spinning in circles, knocking everybody down, beating everybody up. You remember this? Was you there, Jody, or was you, Sean? Who was it? Was it you? And look here, this guy here, they come up and whisper in my ear, he's demon-possessed. I said, good. And then here, all of a sudden, he starts attacking this one woman's there worshiping God. He's got his shoulder lined up on her back. I think it was my son moved her out of the way. But when he did that, I was the next target. He hit me. That's disappointing to my flesh. Well, let me just tell you why. Because I trained so long at being a bad guy. Some reflexes, they're not habits. They're reflexes. There's a difference. So you need to do a teaching on reflexes, not habits. They're different. And so this reflex, when he hit me, I wasn't watching. That's how devils do. And my reflex was to alleviate the pain. So I pick him up by his throat. Set him down. I'm in Switzerland. Neutral. No war, people. And I get hit blindsided by this guy who is a Swiss fella. And I pick him up by his throat. And then I realize I got him by his throat. And I'm in front of all these pastors. That's not the optimum place to grab somebody by the throat. I'm not sure there is one anymore for me. And then it dawns on me. You're hurting him. You need to not hurt him so bad. So I lightened up on the pressure. But then we had a talk. I tell him, look, I realize you're faking these people out. There's no demon here. There's just a frustrated little Swiss fella that needs somebody to tell him to stop. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to stop. It's not a demon here. It's you just because you're an angry little fella. And you're going to let that anger go. And we're all going to be okay. You know what he said? That's a good idea. Didn't he, Jody? So I'm sitting there, you know, and I get through. Because this was an open meeting and all these pastors were there. Their eyes were really big. I didn't like that part. But it was too late. Reflexes are really strong on you, you know. You don't even sometimes know you're doing stuff till you've already done it. And then you got to go, oh, dude, you shouldn't have done that. Y'all probably don't talk like that to yourself. But occasionally it happens to me. Now watch. In the back, there's this fellow. Here he comes. Dragging his right leg. He was a Muslim. Got shot killing Christians. All right. Now let your mind do the math. That is supposed to be my enemy. He hates me. So because he hates me, he wants to kill me. My response is supposed to be protect myself and my family, kill him back. But that's not what Jesus' response is. He's there wounded, his hip, he shot through and through, and he's in Switzerland recuperating to go back and kill more Christians. He's at service to get healed, to go to war to kill Christians. Weird. That right there, that's why I'm telling you, because it really got in the weird camp on me. So, Brother David Baker sitting right there, my son. I'll stand up, Dave, tell him hello, will you? Woo-hoo-hoo! Brother David's daddy, his daddy and I have been working together, how many years? Is it around 30? His daddy and I have been working together right around 30 years. In Mexico and doing what we're doing, traveling the world and all that. He's a real prophetic fella. And so he's there with me. And he grabs this Muslim fella. Starts talking to him. He told him, you will get born again. And let me tell you why. Because I'm going to prove it to you. Because Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter how much you hate Jesus or us or anybody else. Your hate is trivial compared to the power of love that we preach. Now, he's done saw me grab this guy, put him on the wall and let go and everything. And then he comes up for prayer. And so all of this is going on in the same service, really, really. And then he says, the guy looks at him, he says, you know, I guess Arabic, I don't know what language. You remember what language he spoke? Anyway, in other words, I can't understand you. After him doing all that. So just so happens, there's a Turkish pastor there that speaks all the languages around his area in the Middle East. So he comes up there and starts interpreting. So we're going from English to Swiss to Arabic. There's not anything going to get lost in translation. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because when I first went to Mexico, I couldn't speak Spanish or Indian. And I go out there, and I just stand up and just say a bunch of stuff. And people are getting healed of every kind of disease. See, you need to get over your stature, your presentation. There's a lots and lots and lots of time being given to people now about presentation in the body of Christ. It is necessary to try to present yourself as well as possible, as educated as possible. Those things are great with me. But sometimes you just don't have enough. And you have got to let the Holy Ghost go in you to help people regardless of the opposition or the wall that's stopping you or the opportunities that the devil's presenting to cause you not to be successful. And you cannot believe that because of your lack, L-I-K, is that right, lack? Is that how you spell it? Lack, like insufficient, is that the right? L-A? L-A-C-K. Lack, like L-I-K-E, is another way of saying it, but it's pronounced the same way, right? It means something else, right? See, I don't have Miss Hogan. Ah! She helps me in these matters because she's smart. So, our lack, how'd you spell it? L-A-C-K. Is not a problem for the Holy Ghost. If you take the time to do this. Ready? Get your cup. Let's take a drink. Just let it run down your beard. It's all right. No, ladies, don't act like you don't have one. And then we'll just let the Holy Ghost flow. You look great. I'm serious. Don't worry so much. You look great. Our lack, L-A-C-K. Oh, wait, that's lack. Lack and lake. I really am good with languages. Except our own sometimes. This Muslim fella, watch this. Watch what happens. Brother Jeff, his daddy, explains to him that there's not enough hate. There's not enough opposition. There's not enough doubt. I realize y'all believe in this state that you're way upscale and you're ahead of other people. But the Holy Ghost is light years ahead of you. You have to understand that. It's okay. I'm good with it. I'm glad with people being giving everybody else a goal. All right. That's good. But listen to me. You got to let the Holy Ghost come through you. It doesn't matter that you're going into two other languages. You're not going to be disappointed. God understands how to fix it. He started that before time began. So, our inadequacies are not enough to stop the Holy Ghost. There's doubt. There are people who call themselves progressive, but what they are just downright demonic atheist people that hate us. That's okay. They don't have the power to stop the gospel. There's not enough doubt. There's not enough unbelief. You can't put all of it you got in this whole state in a bucket because it won't even fit in the bottom. God is so big, He won't even notice the weight of your power. He is wonderful. He is counselor. He is Prince of Peace. He is mighty God. He is everlasting Father. He is those things. You overcome evil with good. But to do that, you have to be around evil. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You look really nice today. You're very welcome. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The Muslim guy looks at Brother Jeff. He can't speak the language. He hates different religions, different life, different everything. There ain't nothing about the two men that is similar. Right or wrong? I got the picture painted brightly for you. You understand what's going on. And the fellow looks at Brother Jeff, the Muslim guy, just looks him straight in the eyes and says, "You are right." And he bowed his knee to the Holy Ghost. And when he stood up, what happened? Who can tell me? The wound, boom, hip was completely healed and reinstated, recreated, restored. Boy, I like this. You like this? I love this gospel. I love this power of the Holy Ghost. These people live their whole life hating, and with less than a movement of a hand, the great Holy Ghost changes the whole mindset, the whole spiritual attitude, and heals everything. Awesome. Awesome. Y'all finally in Mark? Because I've got you set up now. Verse 16. 16, 16. He who believes. I believe. Say that.
I believe.
I believe. Who adheres to. Say that. I adhere to the gospel. Say it. Trust in the gospel. Say it. Relies on the gospel. Say it. Say it with me. That's me he's talking about. Say it. That's me. I believe, I rely, I adhere to, I trust in the gospel because it's good news. And is baptized. I'm baptized. I'm baptized in water. I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. Are you baptized? Yes. Say that to the devil. I'm baptized. My kids called it baptized. One of our missionary kids the other day, this is absolutely funny. Can I have a minute to do this? It's really funny. I mean, it's really funny. The doctors diagnosed his mother 4 years ago with the baby having spinal bifida. And that's the one, right? Spinal bifida. Yep. And so these kids called me on the phone. They're great. They graduated from the Crimson Tide deal over there in Alabama. You got to stick your tongue out and say that, Alabama. And it's true. That's what I have to tell you when you go there. So, because the rest of us can't say it like they can. So they teach you how. So this, especially the woman that's pregnant, she graduated with a degree of engineering with 4.0. She is brilliant. All right, so she's pregnant. The phone call comes. I'm off over somewhere in the U.S. I said, get to me right now. Come. They drive all the way through the night, find me. I'm preaching at a conference, and they come to where I was at, to my trailer. I have this little pull-behind deal that I stay in most of the time, hiding, and so on purpose. And so they come there, and I say, you know, the only question I want to know, because they were wanting to abort that baby because it was going to be a problem and probably 100% sure of it. And so my only question is, do you want to mother this child? That's all. Simple, eh? And she says to me, absolutely. I said, then it's over. I will stand with you for the rest of my life with that child. We will not bow to the knowledge at hand. We will bow to the report of the Lord. And so we prayed, and she had this child, and sure enough, that little boy, he was crippled. My goodness, oh my goodness, he's awesome. He loves me. I'm serious. This little boy, he's crippled and everything, and boy, he loves me, and I love him back. When he was the littlest old bitty thing, he'd just do his arm. He couldn't. He's all noodles from here down. Do his arms like this. Fuego! He's a little blonde-headed, blue-eyed fella. Fuego! You know, it's awesome to watch. He's in these services, and he's dragging himself around. And oh, man. Man, I love Jesus. And I take this boy with me, and I give him my word, because it does have value. The reason my word has value is because God's word has value. And the reason I have to give my word limited is because I have to back it. And that, therefore, God backs his, so I back mine. So I'm trying to be like God. So it's called integrity. So there you go. And so I told him, I want you to go with me around the world and preach the gospel. And a big smile on his face, because, you know, he sees he's different than everybody else. He can't stand up like the other kids around him. And it bothers him, you know. And I just take him and, boy, and hold him and pray for him. And, man, I like him a lot. He's super bright. He's going to be really high in the, whatever it is, smart people. And so, the other day at service, because we got him these little aluminum deals, and he's, boy, he's strong. His upper body is, wow, he's amazing. And the other day at service, he took those aluminum, all on his own, he took those aluminum things and threw them. And he's leaning up against the table, and he started walking. I like it, don't you? That's so much fun. He couldn't wait. He threw his old things down. He came to my house. Oh, man, I like it. I like it a lot. So I believe, adhere to, trust, and rely on the gospel. On the gospel. On the gospel. On the gospel. I learned to say that from Brother T.L. Osborne. Because when I went to Mexico, I didn't have any kind of formal Bible school or nothing. And I only had a few tapes by Brother Osborne and Brother Hagen and Brother... forgot his name. Jimmy Swaggart. And so I learned whatever those guys taught on those tapes, that's what I did. So, and they all say, on the gospel. The gospel. It seems to work. The gospel. Verse 17. And these are testing signs. Hold it. Wait. Everybody take a breath. Calm down. Let's get a drink. Okay. Let's go. And these are testing signs will accompany who? The believer. People are always wanting to say, show it to me and I'll believe it. That is not how it operates. We believe he shows it to us. They follow the believer. Go forth in Jesus' name. Preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then the signs will follow. That's what the Bible says. And it says it like this. In my name, they'll drive out demons. They'll speak in new languages. You know what? That's been going on a lot with us. There's this Indian. I can't explain to you. It's, you know, he's a great guy. He's one of our pastors. He has about five or six churches that he's over. And I like him. His name's Brother Carlos. I've been working with him, I don't know, 25 years or something. Long time. And you know, we was in a conference not a while back. And this guy gets hammered. The Holy Ghost just blasts him. And he's over there, you know, worshiping God. And I'm holding on to the post like I'm liking what he's doing, you know. I'm pretty blasted myself. The post holds up the tent. So all of a sudden I hear somebody worshiping God in English. You know, and I'm looking around. And I'm in Mexico. And I'm looking at this Brother Carlos. So I get all these missionaries come over. Everybody's looking. And we're all just sitting there, just hanging on the post, looking at him. And he's speaking fluent English. But to him, he was speaking in tongues. To us, he was glorifying the Son to the Father. Isn't that awesome? I like that. And it says, and they'll pick up serpents and drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt them. And they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Verse 19. Are you ready? I got you so set up. You are so had. Drink. Get your cup. You're going to need it. And they went out in verse 20. They went out and preached everywhere. Where do they preach?
Everywhere.
What does your Bible say?
Everywhere.
What does it say?
Everywhere.
In selected places where you're not afraid? Where you feel like this is who I am, praise the Lord. Well, it's not about who you are, darling. I apologize. Somebody led you down the wrong trail. It's about who Jesus is. And it's about preaching everywhere. While the Lord, what did the Lord do? What does your version say? Scream it out to me. Worked with them. My version says, while the Lord, who is the Lord? He is the one who in verse 19 just got took up to sit at the right hand of the Father. But now, where is he now? He's working with us through the Holy Ghost. What's he doing? What's he doing? Confirming the word, confirming the message. You and I are messengers. We are people appointed. We have commitment to the Holy Ghost. He has commitment to us to confirm the message. He's a blessing. How? What does he do by confirming these messages? Signs and wonders and miracles. It says in my Bible, by the attesting signs and miracles that closely accompany it, the word, the message. Is that not what yours says in some form or another? Now this is important. Let me tell you why. Because when I was a young man, in my early 20s, and God asked me to go down into a nation I've never been to, people I've never heard of. I'd never. Only thing I knew about Mexico was Sonora, Baja, 500, something like that. I didn't even know how to say tortilla. Serious. I didn't know that C meant yes. There's lots of things. Man, you're talking about closely guarded gene pool. Woo-hoo! So, I go down there. I don't know, man. God blasted my wife and I. That big old bulky boy sitting on the front there, my son Jody, stand up and say hi to him, Jody. He was a little old bitty toddler when I went. Now he's got grown-up kids. How old's your oldest? 14? 10. 10. And such matters are not important to me. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What's important to me is when my wife and I got married and her birthday. I'm smart, husband. Jesus. And I know how to listen. So I sit and let her talk endlessly. And I do pay attention. Because every now and then she quizzes me. Smart wife too. Holy Ghost. We went down. I didn't know, y'all. Listen, please. Kid on fire for God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Wild. My hair was really long. Man, I wore my boots and just went to the mountain. I stayed there. I've been there my whole life now. And here's what happened. A little while ago, it's about a year and a half or so ago now, maybe in 2 years, I got invited to go to a new area. I got you. You are so easy. The resistance faded quickly, and faith overcome all evil. Oh yeah. I get invited to this place. It starts raining. Of course it rains all the time. And my wife goes and we go. And my entourage now, it used to be me. I was the whole deal, man. But now when I go to church, usually there's lots of times it's up to 200 elders that run around with me. And so we it's fun, really. And it's hard to do. It's bulky sometimes, but it's fun. And we just travel around hating devils and loving Jesus and destroying the works of the enemy and establishing the kingdom of God and advancing the Holy Ghost power. And, oh, it's so much fun. So we go into this valley. Usually I wouldn't take an entourage that big with me to a brand new work, but I just couldn't get, they just came anyway. And that happens. So what are you going to do? Go. So we're there. Now watch what the Bible says. And they went out and preached everywhere. Our work is in many layers. The furthest extreme layers are visits. Then you fall back to a mission. That's an established area, but it's not a church yet. Then you fall back into new churches. Then you got the established churches. It goes out like that in waves and just continues to grow out. We call it hubs. We have these hub churches stationed everywhere that where God put me in. We got all these strong men with great miracles, abilities, giftings are powerful. In 3 or 4 hours out, in every direction, 360, these hub churches are the ones with all the grease on the axle. Get it? Figured out. So they go out. They put it all together, and they start all this stuff inside this area. And they're responsible for every person in that area to get them born again. So we're out here in this. This is a visit. Actually, this is a mission, and there was a visit beyond. When we first went, it was a visit, and then it turned into a mission. And I got invited to go to the mission. I like doing that. That's what I did for many, many years by myself. Just that's all I ever did was all the pioneer stuff. I don't get to do that much anymore. Now I got to teach all these people, and it's a whole different game for me. But when I get to do it, it's my favorite cup of tea. Oh, yes. So I'm out there. Now, this is going to get you, and it's not my fault. I just went. I'm serious. And I get out there, And while the Lord kept working with them and confirming the message by attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied the word, the message, it. And so we get there and things, it started raining and all things are happening, mud's deep, uncomfortable, no me gusta, pues ni modo, no importa como me gusta, pues importa lo que Cristo diga, pues. And so, you want it translated or just leave it? Okay, we'll leave it then. There were more leave-its than translate, so we'll leave it. So, the mud is gooey. It's all over us. The Indians live in it the whole time, and they're never dirty. They're the cleanest, most beautiful people, and here we go trotting in there. It's just all over us. Just sticks to me somehow. I don't get it. And I've been here a long time. And I look at them, and they don't have hardly a spot of mud on them. And I look at me, and I'm from the knees down. Look like I just wallowed with the pigs. So, I go, you know, I'm there, and here we are, and the men are over here, and the women are over here. That's how it is where we are. And so, now, ready? You ready? I got you. You've been had. This lady breaks rank, which does happen. It's against the rules. Their rules, not mine, theirs. But I'll abide by their rules because I'm a guest in their nation. I am now an immigrant. I've been immigrated into Mexico now. How about that? Figure that. My whole family is. Everybody is. So, she comes out of the crowd, walks straight up to me with this little bitty baby. Now, this is unusual, but it's not that unusual. For me, things happen. I don't particularly ask for them to happen, but they have a way of doing that anyway. And she walks up there with this littlest old baby. It must have been just a few months old. And she just pokes it at me. Now, I'm not allowed to have any interaction with that lady. She's not my tribe. She's not my family. This can't happen. But if I don't take the child, she gets shamed and I put it on her. And now that can't happen. So I'm actually called in what y'all call a rock and a hard place, a catch 22, whatever y'all call it. So I decided to take the heat. I took the child. You ready? But you got to understand, I don't know if you've noticed, but I usually get the broke stuff. It's rare for me to get the fixed stuff. And I take this baby, I take it out of the blanket. The mama's there. She's trying to explain to me in Indian, but I'm fortunate I have learned their language. So she's talking to me in Indian, and I'm undoing the blanket and all this, looking for the what's broke on the baby. And she says, she all of a sudden starts trembling. She's brand new. They're a visit. Where she's from is another hour or two on out in the jungle. She goes, wham! Right into the mud. Oh, I looked at her. No, don't do that. I don't know you. I don't recognize her colors. Each village has all these decorations and colors. I don't recognize them. No. Now I'm stuck with this baby. I'm babysitting up here. I'm looking at my wife. And she's not going to give me any help. She's standing over there just looking at me. So I take all the clothes off the child. And I laid it right on the table. We have these little bitty tables for laying our Bibles on to preach. So I'm not a doctor, but I'm a grandpa. Now that right there is experience. And I feel all over this. The lungs are working. There's no hard spots. All the organs are there. They're working. The eyes, the ears, everything's good. There's no blemishes. The child is perfect. And I'm looking at the mom. What are you doing, man? I guess she just wanted to let God touch her. She didn't have another babysitter or something. That's fine. But it's way deeper than that. So I put the clothes back on the child. And we're just talking. All the elders are laughing at me and everything. That's okay. I can take it. So I call up one of our American missionaries who runs that section for us. We call them sections, areas. I said to him, what's the deal with this kid? He looks at the child, looks at me, looks at the woman, boom, he flattened in the mud. Dude, I looked at Miss Hogan. This baby's got gifts. We need to adopt this child. And so then I called up the elder, you know, it runs that area. And same thing happened. He comes up there and he can't speak Spanish, but he speaks Nahuatl. And so he's talking to me and all of a sudden, blah, blah. So everybody of authority's gone. I don't know who the daddy is. So I'm in a bind here. Is that a bind to you? That's a bind. So I decided just to kind of play it off. I'm just making light of it and everything. And finally, they all start coming back out of this deal. God hit them all, knocked them in the mud. Got you. I have so got you. And so I finally found out what the story is. The story is this. The baby was born without eyes. Oops. And the witch doctor was so mad because the advance of the gospel is so strong and they cannot stop us that he took this group of the two guys that did the prayer for the baby to get new eyes are the guys that I called up. I didn't know. How'd I know? They get up and tell me the baby was born, says right on the birth certificate. No eyes. The witch doctor brought them to that family because of the need for a creative miracle. They pray, and they pray for some more people. Just after they left, a few days, I think it was 2 days, something like 48 hours or so, the mother wakes up, screams, happen all over the village. People come running to see what it is, and what they found was a mother rejoicing like one who found the lost silver. One who lost the pearl in the field and sold everything to get it back. Her baby had brand new eyes. It's important for you to understand. Did I explain myself to you? Do you understand what I just said to you? All the things that you have critiqued about my not able to speak good, my ability to not hold your attention very well, and all these things that I don't do right, there's a couple of things we are doing right. And one of them is we're spreading the gospel and defeating witchcraft and religious demon spirits. We're getting legs and eyeballs and dead raised. And I like it. And it's made me a happy man. I can live with my inadequacies, my inabilities to bring you a message, to bring you an announcement, to alert you to the possibilities of the gospel, the attesting signs and wonders of the Holy Ghost. And they went out and preached everywhere. Y'all understand everywhere? Or do you need me to say everywhere? They preached everywhere. And while the Lord, the great Holy Ghost, kept on. See, it's not a one-time deal. Many of you sitting here, you was in a move. You got zapped. And it kind of subsided. It waned away. It's because you wasn't taught to keep on drinking. Let's get a drink. Oh, yeah. Let's take a breath. Ready? Calm down. It's going to be all right. I don't get everything I want. But when I do, that makes me a happy camper. And when I don't, it makes me a happy camper. I get to walk with the King. I get to keep on going with the Holy Ghost. What? Something walked up there and bumped me, didn't it? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just come over here. And it says, otherwise I'll get knocked out. Goodness. Get ready to take over, Jose. Looks like I'm going to get hammered. It's really not my fault. I'm trying to be a good, strong example up here of how to drink and not get too soused. Goodness gracious. Would y'all please stand up? I better hurry up. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, oh Jesus, you will be with me until the very end. Would y'all please lift your hands up to the Holy Ghost and tell him thanks for the cup. Holy Ghost, we love you. Great Holy Ghost, thank you for this house. I want to thank all of y'all. You've been very attentive, been gracious to us. Thank you. The Lord Jesus bless you. Presence of the gospel, holy, holy, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. He's my master, Savior. Jesus, it's like the fragrance after a summer rain. What a God, y'all. Do you hear me? Jesus, come on. Jesus, all heaven and earth proclaim. You got these kings and their kingdoms. They'll all pass away. But there's something about that timeless, endless name. Gloria a Dios! Y'all go ahead and worship God. I just want to see if there's someone who needs Jesus in here. Hermanos, pasen, por favor. If there's someone who needs Jesus, you are not born again yet. Today's a great day. It's the day of salvation. Holy Ghost, if you're backslidden in your spirit, in Jesus' name. Que oren para esas cosas. If you're backslidden in your spirit, today's the day to get right. To get back with the Holy Ghost. To get back in the grace and the mercy of the gospel. If you need Jesus, I'd like for you to come up here, please. Right now. Go ahead and worship God, church. It's all right. Drink and worship. Praise and enjoy the presence of God. If you need Jesus, if you're not born again, I'd like for you to come. Or if you're backslidden in your spirit, come right now, please. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Come. Please come. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Sanidad y poder de Dios. Sanidad y poder de Dios. Alguien más. Somebody else want. Jesus, come. Come. Holy Ghost. There's a deal in the lower back. There's a hip thing on the left. There's a down the left right here, starting at the joint. There's some sort of feet problems. I believe called me. Talk to my son-in-law, please. Jesus, curara basha kata tara basha tete. You don't know why I explain it so simply? Because it is. Jesus. Holy Ghost. Come on, darling. You're welcome. Come. You are welcome. Do not be afraid. Come. You are welcome. You are welcome. Right there. You're ready. Right there. These boys will attend to you in just a second. If there's someone else that would like to help us, Brother Chris, would you please pray? Brother Paul, somebody. There we go. We got some people going. It's going. It's good. Proclaim. We proclaim that Jesus is King. We declare the righteousness of God. Holy. My question to you is, what about the mother? What is her thoughts on God? The mother that got new eyes in her baby's head. What do you think she thinks of Jesus? The witch doctor who came and got born again that day. What do you think he thinks about Jesus? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Libertad. Libertad. Freedom. Libertad. Hallelujah. Sanidad de Dios. Healing of God. Autoridad del Espíritu Santo. Authority of the Holy Ghost. Sinacate. See, here's your problem. Down in South Mexico, there's a disagreement going on down there amongst a few people. It's a war, y'all call it. They attacked one of our churches. They was going to kill some of our people. It was 200 of our believers standing there. They opened fire. No, that's wrong. It's 200 weapons there. Men with weapons. And there's 16 of our families plus kids, wives and kids. They opened fire, emptied every magazine, every shotgun, every pistol, every clip. Thousands of rounds were fired. When all the burros and dogs quit barking and all the smoke settled, not one of our Christians had a mark on them. They were 10 yards away. You can't miss it 10 yards. See, when you get around this stuff, it makes you like I am. The 200 gunners, 150 of them are born again now. Thank you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Shelakata rabakata shetale. I like it. I was down yonder inside the war zone a while back. These men are striped with bullets and weaponry and hand grenades and all this great looking stuff. We preach the gospel, and I mean, these men come walking up there. You should have seen the pile of arms. You hear me? It ain't no treaty that disarms armies. It's the Holy Ghost. Woo-hoo! Can we pray? I've been telling you all sorts of miracles. It's own purpose strategy. I need you to believe God to raise the dead. I need you to believe God to creation miracles. I need you to believe God for our children healed and restored. I need you to believe God for inaccessible areas to be broken and destroyed and healed by the blood of Jesus the righteous. You don't know why? Because we can. Is there anybody else that needs prayer for salvation? I see a couple of you I'd really like before you let go of that bench and come on. Or chair, whatever it is. Holy Ghost. I rebuke stubbornness and lying spirits. Jesus, tormenting spirits, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus. Now then, this is what we're going to do. I got a few minutes to pray, and then I'm going to have to get in the truck. I got to go somewhere. So, if you've been hearing me about the increase of His government, it will not have an end. If you have grown in the Lord and you're satisfied where you are and you're content, look, I'm good. I'm not a content person. You can tell I am uneasy. Man, I know because I have something to obtain. I have a goal. Man, I see all this stuff and I'm not satisfied. I'm blessed. You see, I'm blessed. It makes me happy to tell you these miracles. But that is not where I rest. I rest in the fact of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. If you're sick, I want to pray with you. This is what I want. Lined up all the way across here, around here. If you're understanding what I'm saying, and you're ready to step into a new grace, a new level, a new understanding of creation, of power, a realm of ability like no other, like nothing you can imagine. That's who I want to come down here with me. And of course, if you're sick and afflicted or tormented, I want that also. Holy Ghost. Jesus. Jesus. Holy. Is there a prayer team we can call up, Brother Bill, to help us? Looks like this is going to be a minute. Excuse me? Prayer team, come here. All right, do you understand? Come here. That's like, would you please come here? Prayer team. Thank you, prayer team. You're here? Y'all were the first ones down here.
That's right.
Woohoo! Me too. Holy Ghost. Look at me. Normal old American from Louisiana. Where I'm from, normal. And the great Holy Ghost, see you. do this. You know what I said? No problem. I didn't have a clue where I was going. I didn't have a clue what I was asked to do. I really did not. That's not your worry. Your worry is pleasing Jesus. Your worry is fearing the Almighty God. Nothing else. Not any location, not any army, not any disease. It's Jesus. Everywhere I go, they tell me, don't go there. You're going to die. There's this disease and this and this. And I look at them. That's why I'm going. The plagues must be stopped. Solamente en Cristo. Solamente en Él. Only in the Lord Jesus. La salvación se encuentra en Él. No hay otro nombre dado a los hombres. Solamente en Cristo. Solamente en Él. Lift your hands. Receive. You can do that. You've been taught how. I ask you to let the wafting of the wave come over you. It's been hitting me all morning and I'm happy about it. Fire! Be healed. Be filled. Be delivered. In Jesus' name. Fire of God. Fire of God. Go, man. Go, 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 go. Jesus. Music, pretty, whatever you like. Whatever tune suits your fancy. Holy Ghost. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Creation. Creativity. Ideas. Honor of the Holy Ghost. Fire of God. Fire. Fire of the gospel. Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us. Help us, Holy Ghost. Jesus.
Sing it again.
Jesus.
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 My heart is yours. Won't relent to you. Have it all.
Jesus.
My heart is
Jesus.
Yours.
Jesus.
I say you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my heart. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as a grave.
Fire.
And many waters cannot quench this love.
Only land into you, have it all. Only let him see you have it all. My heart is. Sing it again. Only let him see you have it all. My heart is yours. Only let him see you.